I really love that psalm as it begins to write a story that's pretty countercultural from what the story that we hear all around us. And so we're going to hear a little bit about how on this mission trip we experienced that countercultural story of God and how that kind of was infused not only in us, but hopefully through us too, the people that we met. So I'm going to invite up a few high schoolers to come up and talk about their mission trip experience. We didn't pre-select these. We just randomly chose them at 8:15. So I'm going to choose new ones now, and that's why none of them are making eye contact with me, because none of them want to be chosen. So we'll go Sam, if you want to come up, Samantha Hansen. We need leader Sam, too. We need you, Ryan Biebdorf, if you want to come up. Who else? Becca, you better come up and talk a little bit. That'd be great. Toe, if you want to come up and talk. Thanks, appreciate it. Everybody kind of just hangs their head low, and great, appreciate it. Absolutely. So on a mission trip, what happens is we get to the spot that we're serving. We have a kind of a base, usually a church or a community building that we stay in all week long. And then we're broken out into small groups. And so these small groups are kind of divvied up, and then they're kind of sent over the whole community. And you'll hear how that kind of takes place. So what I'm going to have you do is each person's just going to go through real quick and talk about their Monday through Thursday and just the organization that they partner with or what they do during their service project time. And so, Sam, if you want to start and just kind of tell us a quick snippet of what was your day like.
So we worked with Metro Ministries. So Monday and Tuesday we went to a warehouse and we sorted out all the good and the bad food. And then we loaded into a truck and then we gave it to, like, low-income, like, senior citizen, like, residents. And then Wednesday and Thursday we did Sidewalk Sunday School.
For Monday and Tuesday, my group went to a thrift shop, and the thrift shop, they, like, only employ people with disabilities, so they kind of needed a little help, so we kind of just organized the clothes and faced them the right way and put them in the right sizes. And then Wednesday, we went to a nursing home, and we just played games with all the residents and kind of talked to them and stuff and just let them have a good time for a little bit. And then Thursday, we went to this food bank, and we had to, like, throw out all this old girls' food and kind of organize it all, and we loaded food trucks and just helped people, like, weigh their food, and it was really cool.
My group on Monday, we went to a nursing home, and we played bingo with them and colored and watched a movie, but mostly we just talked to all the residents there and got to know them and about their past and how they ended up in Denver. And then the next day, worked with a group called ECM, which is Extreme Community Makeover. And so we went to this older lady's house, and she had a really pretty lawn. It used to be, I think she like used to be like a landscaper. I don't know. It was, you could tell that there was potential. we picked a lot of weeds and made it back to how it was. I think when she first had the house, and that really touched her, so that was fun. And then we went back to the nursing home the next day, which was Wednesday, played more bingo, talked to the same people, but it was definitely still fun. They're wild. They're fun to talk to. And then on Thursday, we went back to ECM, and we cleaned out a hoarder yard, which was interesting, but it's crazy to see, like, how little we did, and it made a big impact there.
All right, so my group, the first 2 days, Monday, Tuesday, we were working with Brothers Redevelopment, and they were doing this, like, paint-a-thon, and their goal was to paint 100 houses over the summer. And it was for, like, people, you had to, like, qualify for it, so we would just go in and paint their house for them for free, pretty much. And then the Wednesday, Thursday, right, yeah, we went to a Boys and Girls Club, which was a lot of fun.
Mission trips are cool, man. So I was with Tove, so she kind of touched on some things we did during the week, but so Monday, Tuesday, we went, it's called ARC Thrift Stores. There's, I think, 27 different sites in Denver alone, and we were at this huge thrift store. So what I did out of my group was I'd be outside in 90-plus degree weather all day helping people unload, because I get about 8,000 donations a day. So there's constantly cars coming in. You get them in and out. You drop things off. You bring them into the thrift store. Just do what you can. And what the cool thing about ARC is they actually hire people with disabilities as well to volunteer 2 or 3 hours a day, which was a cool atmosphere to be in to get to know those people. So, yeah, ARC definitely needed our help, and I'm definitely glad we went. And then Wednesday we're at another nursing home, like Tove said, and it was a really cool, humbling experience. You know, we're playing bingo. We're getting to know these residents, and, you know, it fits really well with storyline to see, you know, these residents, they're going to want to tell you their story, tell you, you know, what their lives have been like, and kind of relate to you on another personal level like that, which is really cool. So, yeah, that was good. We played games, ate food, just kind of had a lot of fun with those guys. And then Thursday, our last day, we were at the food bank, which was kind of like the thrift store, honestly, just involving food. Just, you know, go, go, go. We were in the warehouse section, so, you know, forklifts driving all over the place. You're loading and unloading food for people. Go to the freezer and the fridge, see, like, hey, what do you need? You know, we got it for you. So despite all the chaos, I think we all really enjoyed our time serving.
So the theme this week was storyline. Tell me a story or someone's story that you heard. Becca, I specifically remember in the nursing home the first day that we were there. The lady that kind of right before we were leaving, someone shared a little bit of story and kind of like, I would say almost prophesied a little bit into your life and just kind of was giving you some life advice. Tell us a little bit about that experience. Do you remember who I'm talking about?
I think so.
Yeah. Yeah. So just a story that you heard during the week that was impactful.
Okay. Well, so I talked to this old lady, and I was just, that's what I mean. And I was just talking to her about, like, what she's done in her life, and she was a pastor, right? Yeah, so she was a pastor, and she was like, what do you want to do? I was like, I have no idea. What should I do? And she was like, I don't know, but just don't let anyone tell you what you can or can't do. Like, you can do anything. Like, you'll find your path. And it really, like, calmed me to hear that from her because I really don't know what I want to do. But it was really sweet to hear that, and it really made me feel better about my future because she didn't even, like, she didn't become a pastor until, like, even later in her life. So we're all, like, meant to find our thing whenever it happens.
Yeah. Tove, what about for you? What was an experience that you had this last week that just was super memorable? Or
I'll think about this one real quick. I think just, like, there was this one time when we were at the nursing home, and all the residents, well, not all of them, but, like, there was this little group, and they're in a circle. And we were just hitting this balloon back and forth, but it was just so cool to see how happy they were just to, like, try and get the balloon and hit it to their partner. I don't know. It was just super memorable. I don't know why it stuck out to me. It was just really cool to see them having fun and enjoying themselves, I guess.
Yeah. Sam, you mentioned you guys did Sidewalk Sunday School. Tell us a little bit about what that is and then just how you interacted with that, as far as, I know there's a lot of emotions with that, as far as good and bad. So just tell us a little bit, what is Sidewalk Sunday School? And
So we use the same truck that we did for, like, handing the food out, and we just would go to, like, apartment complexes, and they set up speakers, and we sang songs and played games with all the kids. So, yeah.
So now, is this in the suburbs, the really nice areas of Denver that you did this, or?
No, they weren't good areas, and it was kind of scary at times, but I think that was, like, kind of the rough part, was seeing, like, how all the kids, like, they would just run out, and, like, the smiles on their faces, and then, like, when we left, they just had to go back to those lives.
Yeah. Ryan, you've been on, I can't even count how many, if you count the two that you went on the one year, like, 8 of these things or something like that. What brings you back? Like, what? Like, don't they just run together and just become the same kind of week every time? Or what's the story each and every mission trip?
So you're at, what are you asking?
I'm so confused. Right. What's the story about each and every mission trip? Like, why do you like keep coming back? Like, why after number four, isn't it all just the same?
I think I keep coming back is because, like, we kind of mentioned in the first service, but the relationships you build with everyone. And for me, at least on every trip, God has, like, shown himself in a different way. Either it's, like, through people or, like, through the morning devotion. And, like, on a mission trip, like, you kind of escape the world here and you're just kind of there with God. And it's just a cool experience to, like, see him different ways every time.
Yeah, so Leader Sam, this was your the first mission trip from a different perspective. And tell us a little bit about what happened 2 weeks ago and last week.
Jeez.
Come into my office.
Oh, yeah. So, super spur of the moment mission trip for me. I think I found out, what, Thursday? Yeah, a few days before we left, I was like, hey, I'm going. So this mission trip, I went in with a completely different mindset, mainly because it was kind of unexpected. I wasn't really, like, in the zone, you know. I had few days to prepare for what was in store, which is obviously no expectations. You can't really expect anything coming out of into a mission trip. But I can firmly say that this mission trip did change my life in many different ways, just through the experiences I had, relationships I built, and kind of coming back, like, how my perspective has changed. And it's pretty wild. I guess I could probably share one of the bigger stories that stuck with me. So at the nursing home Wednesday, I met with a Vietnam veteran. His name was Frank. Really outgoing person. So I got to talking with him. He went to one of Elvis's, like, first concerts ever. So, I mean, Frank, he's the guy, you know, like, he likes music, you know, just being with people and whatnot. But he actually served 6 years in Vietnam. And he kind of really opened up to me. So I could definitely tell, like, okay, God's here. God's in the room with me and Frank. And he kind of just said, like, yeah, this is kind of my first time talking about Vietnam with you. And it's kind of, I'm to the age where I can talk about Vietnam without breaking out into tears and crying about it. He said, like, it's been 50 years kind of fighting his own battle with PTSD from Vietnam. He was telling me how, you know, he was stabbed, shot at, shot and hit, fist fights constantly, just kind of tore his life apart after Vietnam. But, you know, God, he was telling me, he used to always think, like, God was just behind him, you know, and always just, he felt like God was, like, not really, like, catching up to him. But he told me how he kind of realized through the years that God's, you know, like, right here, like, right beside you, which was cool to have him open up and kind of share that perspective with me. So, yeah.
Yeah, awesome. I'm going to ask each one of you guys, go down the line and tell us, so Psalm 23, we heard it Saturday night, and then Sunday night, the first night that we were on site on the mission trip, and we heard it during our large group time, and then we were asked to pick out one phrase or one word that kind of stuck out from the Psalm 23 and why that stuck out to you. And so, and then we wrote on a bracelet to remind us all week. And so I wrote, he leads me, trusting that God is leading this thing and not me or anybody else. So that's what I picked out. If you don't mind, Sam, what did you guys pick out and why, if you remember way back then?
I'm trying to remember. I think I did he leads me also, because I think it's just a good reminder that I'm being led in the right direction and I just need to follow and trust in his plan.
Okay, I'm pretty sure I wrote he restores my soul, but, like, I'm not 100% positive, but I'll just use that one anyway. I think I wrote that one just because it kind of just makes me feel better about myself. Like, every time I go on a mission trip, like, I feel restored. Like, it says, like, it just really helps me a lot, and it keeps me focused. Like, makes me realize how much, like, sometimes I don't realize that I'm putting God second instead of first. So mission trips really help me with, like, making sure to do that. So, yeah.
I also did He Leads Me, because going into college, I think that was just, like, a nice little reminder, like, saying that God is always with me and He's, like, leading me in the right way and He'll always be there with me.
Well, I don't feel very original because I did He Leads Me as well, and it's for the same reason, because where I'm going to college, and it's just kind of, like, reassuring that He's going to be with me.
I did My Whole Life Long. It's right at the end. And I just, that stuck out to me because, you know, like, through, like, this walk of life, I think I've really come to realize, like, if you do things through the good grace of God, that's kind of where, like, true, like, happiness within yourself comes from. And I'm going to do that my whole life long. You know, and this mission trip kind of blessed me to open up and to experience what it takes to, you know, go be a servant, go love others, and do that your whole life long.
Yeah. Last thing, I don't know if you remember this night. I think it was Sunday night, might have been Monday night. We kind of broke down the week in our church group time. Sunday night we talked about just kind of our brokenness, our broken stories, and how God can even still use, out of the brokenness of our stories, God can still use and author our stories. And then Tuesday night, we talked about our neighbor's story. Then Wednesday night, we talked about the story of God and how God's story kind of overwhelms and encompasses all of our stories. But do you remember we wrote down on pieces of paper, little pieces of tablet paper, I think Sunday night, Monday night, we wrote down some stuff. What did we write down? Do you remember, Sam? Do you remember?
No.
yeah, it was a long time ago. But we wrote down kind of our brokenness, just kind of what we wanted to give to God. So we had a cross up on the wall, and we wrote down kind of what our brokenness was and how God even maybe could use that brokenness. And then my daughter, she's here. Izzy, if you want to come up and explain it real quick. Because all week she pored over this thing in the office. I would say she probably worked over 10 hours on this. And she talked about how I wanted her to make something that talked about how our brokenness, God can still use that. And so I'll hold this, Izzy. Do you want to just tell us what this picture is? And I'll show it to everybody real quick.
So I made a cross with a flower going around it. And there's a sun up here. And the blue is the sky. And I made a hill with flowers on it.
Yeah, and the makeup of this cross, what makes this so special, thanks, son. What makes this cross so special is that the sins and the brokenness that we wrote in Denver, that's these, actually, still. I brought them back with me, and kind of Izzy came up with this idea of how God takes our brokenness and makes something beautiful out of it. And so I think that was the storyline of the week, just how God... It doesn't matter what we do, it doesn't matter where we've been, it doesn't matter what we've experienced, God can take our brokenness, our sin, our past, and just continue to restore it, renew it, and breathe new life into it. Let's give thanks to these guys for God's amazing gift. The worship team is going to come back up, and as I was saying, if you don't take anything from this Sunday morning, all the stories, all the pictures, all the things that God is up to, we can do this picture slideshow. This is one thing I want you to remember, that amongst your story, and it's funny because you can look back, but we also can look forward, and we can look back and we'll be like, well, I've got a lot of brokenness in my life. I have a lot of things that I don't see God present in, or we can even look forward and say, like, well, looking forward, I don't know where I'm supposed to be. I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. And we kind of get lost in the authorship of who's writing our story. Are we writing it, or is someone else writing it? Is our pain or is our brokenness writing it? Is our uncertainty of the future writing our story? And what we heard this week in these mission trips is that God is the author of our story, that God can take anything, no matter what it is, past, present, or future, And God can use that in our stories, and God can use that for the sake of the world. And so our stories are important because they're God's stories, and God's writing with his own hand.